Over the next few days, my strength returned, and with it my spirits. I made a post where I could mark out a calendar of the days on my island, noting every seventh as the Sabbath, which I kept as a solemn fast, and spent my time prostrating myself before God, praising him and reading scripture.
A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead.
My life of hunting and manufacture became more measured. I found time for diversion. I caught a young parrot which I kept in a makeshift cage and resolved to teach him to speak.
Pretty Polly! I've brought you outside today, Paul, because I, being invested by the Almighty, as it were, governor of this island, have declared it a holiday. Why? Because it is the fifth anniversary of my landing here. And even though my way of living is no better than last year, having found God, I have great comfort within. Now, parrots may live as long as humans. So you and I will grow old together, Paul. God willing. Robinson Crusoe.
Time passed. I explored my island, mapped its potential. I found fruit and wild tobacco. I fished, shot fowl, and managed a small herd of goats. I made pots of a rude but usable kind. My life was pleasing and without surprise.
How now, Paul? I've been gone a few days. Have you missed me?
Crusoe.
What's that?
Crusoe.
You spoke, Paul. You spoke.
Damnation.
You spoke, Paul. The first voice I've heard in years.
The years sped swiftly, but reconciled to my solitude, I now enjoyed my isolation. After all, I was master of all I surveyed. By the reckoning of my days, 25 years of my exile had passed, when I happened upon that which wrecked the ship of my serenity, as surely as the storm that had cast me ashore. It cannot be. Toes, heel, in every way the print of a man's naked foot in the sand. Just one, and no other, and no sign of a boat. Do they live here?